The Kremlin's Candidate.
Written by
Jason Matthews.
And read by
Jeremy Bob.
U.S. Navy Lieutenant Junior Grade Audrey Rowland had been in Moscow for a week with a group of senior students from the National War College on a junket to observe Russian bilateral geopolitics, whatever that meant. As was customary with any official visitors to Russia, on receipt of the students' visa applications months before, SVR targeteers began their research, combed through open-source databanks, and asked clandestine sources in the Pentagon for bios and assessments of the dozen War College students who would arrive in Moscow 6 weeks hence. Running traces was standard procedure. SVR targeteers were like patient wolves on the hillside, watching the horse-drawn troika filled with drunken kulaks, waiting to see if someone would fall out of the sled insensate into a snowbank and provide fresh meat. Lieutenant Junior Grade Roland's unique profile especially caught their sharp-eyed attention. The targeting study noted that Roland had graduated with a Ph.D. in advanced particle physics from Caltech, had enlisted in the U.S. Navy, and had breezed through officer candidate school, already marked as a fast riser and a sure bet for eventual selection to flag rank. After OCS, Audrey had been assigned to the Electromagnetics Division in NRL, the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory in Washington, D.C. From a purloined classified technical NRL newsletter, the Russians read that in the first 3 months of her assignment, Audrey Rowland had impressed senior scientists with a monograph on heat diffusion in the MJ-64 experimental naval railgun. This tidbit stirred considerable interest among Russian intelligence circles. U.S. railgun technology was a prime collection requirement of the Russian Navy. The threat of an electrically propelled, powderless projectile with a velocity of 2,200 meters per second and unerringly accurate at ranges beyond 150 kilometers was a concern to Russian naval command. The U.S. Navy had put it another way. A railgun projectile fired from New York City would score a direct hit on a target in Philadelphia in less than 37 seconds. Because Rowland was a potentially attractive target, an extra effort was made to collect what the spook world called lifestyle and personal bio. There was more gleaned from a Russian illegal buried in the administrative staff of the University of California, Irvine, who had access to certain restricted databases in the UC and local law enforcement systems. Posing as an employment investigator, the illegal also interviewed neighbors, landlords, and one former roommate at Caltech. The results were interesting. Rowland was solitary, remote, with a weakness for margaritas, after two of which she tended to pass out. Beneath what appeared as a shy exterior was a highly competitive nature. There were unflattering stories about obsessive behavior in the classroom and laboratory. Then, the jackpot. She'd had an abusive father, himself a Navy pilot. There were possible sexual overtones and a complete absence of men during her university years, culminating in an unspecified date rape incident about which no official record existed. Vestal virgin, physics androgyne, or a woman who prefers vacations on the Aegean island of Lesbos? If the last, there could be an opening for a bit of lesbianage during her visit to Moscow. Targeteers noted that Rowland would not have been admitted into OCS or the War College, regardless of recent liberalization policies in the U.S. Navy, if her predilections were known. A secret vulnerability. Lieutenant Junior Grade Rowland was to tour in Moscow for the week, staying at the Metropole with 12 classmates and a professor chaperone. Word went up the line to the SVR's American department, then to the FSB, Federalnaya Slyuzhba Bezopasnosti Rossiyskoye Federasti, the Internal Security Service, then to the GRU, Glavnoye Razvedyavtelnoye Upravlenye, the Military Foreign Intelligence Service of the General Staff of the Russian Federation. The usual puerile squabbling among these agencies for primacy to target Rowland was stilled when the Kremlin ordained that every organization would have a role. The FSB would control the other students and chaperone, the SVR asset would be used for the honey trap, and the GRU would exploit the take. As for the actual recruitment pitch, a Kremlin specialist known as Dr. Anton would be introduced. Big trouble, Dr. Anton.